Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Rob Brovich in the studio today. We're talking to you about Uber and Lyft, your insurance, what coverages, what protections, how you can get hurt. We are a personal injury law firm. We've been together for about since 1985, so well over 30 years. Our jobs are to help you through your personal injury claims. If you've been hurt, on the job, it's a workers' comp claim, and of course we'll help you there too. We bring this show to you. We've been bringing it to you every single week for at least the last 5-10 years. We talk about a personal injury topic, and the whole idea is to help educate you on your personal injury topics and to help educate you to understand what your rights are and what your rights aren't, where you might need a lawyer, when you might need one, when you might not need one. We put together for you, if you call us and talk to us, you've been hurt, or if you know someone who's been hurt, call us, talk to us. We'll have you come in, sit down with you. We'll go over what we call our legal game plan. Every case is different. Every case deals with whether or not a person's been hurt, to what extent they've been hurt, how they've been hurt, what insurance coverages there are, and then the idea is to get you the best possible outcome and result. Sometimes that's just telling you what you can do. Other times that's seeing if you need a lawyer to be hired, giving you the opportunity to hire us. But we'll talk to you about a legal game plan. You have to know what it is. You hear a lot of shows or a lot of people talking about how much they got and how much they recovered for their lawyers recovered for them and how much the lawyers recovered and their great cases. Well, you know that you have to take all this with a grain of salt. How do you value a case? You have to be concerned about that. Valuing a case means a lawyer has to get to know you, because a lawyer has to understand how this has affected your personal life and what it's done to your life. Valuing a case means a lawyer has to get to know what happened in the accident. What are the possible defenses that are going to be made against you? How is the insurance company against you going to try and claim you did something wrong? Valuing a case. Rob, you know, when you talk about valuing a case, you have quite a few things you have to be concerned about.
That's correct. It's nothing that can be done in the first 5 minutes of meeting someone or even in the first 2 hours of meeting someone. There's so many different aspects to take into consideration when you're dealing with a personal injury claim. You're dealing with the injuries, the out-of-pocket expenses, potential surgeries, potential rehabilitation, time missed from work, time missed from the family, inability to do household chores. There's so many different things to take into consideration when valuing a personal injury claim. It's nothing that should be taken lightly or done on a whim.
So you have to get by that hype. You have to get by the hype that you see on TV and people talking about how to value a case. When is your lawyer available? Well, just about every personal injury law firm, our personal injury law firm for at least what, Rob? 20 years has had an answering service that answers the phone at night. Lawyers get paged. The answer is the phone, and during the weekend, lawyers get paged. Your lawyer is most personal injury law firms have lawyers available. This idea that when most lawyers go home and when lawyers are available, well, let's just be honest about it, be truthful, and identify the fact that answering services have been available and lawyers have been using them. How long have we been using them, Rob?
Oh, at least 20 years. We've been using probably the same answering service, and if we don't return phone calls on the weekend, then we get yelled at by Gary.
Yep, and that's the bottom line. Answering, and phone calls do get returned. I mean, the bottom line is the lawyer has to report back in our offices. We have lawyers on call to take the answering service message. You're paged. It's right there. You know, I can remember before we even had cell phones, we had those pagers we walked around with that were strapped to our sides. That, you know, you got the page and you called back, and then you'd have to report that you made the call. It's not lawyers go home at 5 and, you know, is a lawyer available or isn't the lawyer's available. You know, that's there. And then people getting on saying, oh, we made $300,000 or so-and-so got me $700,000 or this lawyer got me $1.5 million. Well, you know, lawyers do a good job. You should be hiring a lawyer. It's important to have a personal injury lawyer. And it's important to make sure you know your injury lawyer is somebody who's going to take care of your case. So when you go to see the lawyer, are you talking to a paralegal or are you talking to a lawyer? When you go to see the lawyer, is the lawyer putting together a game plan, or are they just identifying you, putting you into a mill and running you through the mill? or are they really, really putting together some kind of game plan and talking to you about how they're going to pursue your case?
When I see those commercials, the first thing that comes to my mind when they're talking about certain settlements or verdicts, mostly when you're talking about these personal injury commercials, you see these settlements when they're bragging about they settled my case for $300,000 or $500,000. That may be the case, but think about what if the case was actually worth $700,000 or $800,000 and they only settled it for $300,000, so it's not that big of a deal.
There you go, because you don't know all the ins and outs of the case. Now, I want all of you to stop and think for a minute. Every single one of you that's listening to this show, I want you to stop and think, how much insurance do you have for your car insurance? And then, now, a lot of you are going, well, I don't know for sure what my coverage is, but say it's $100, $300. Say it's $2,550. Say it's $5,100. Let's be frank about it. You know, think about your friends. Think about how many people are out there. Think about how much coverage there is in the auto accident anyway. Motor vehicles, you know, and commercial vehicles are required to carry $750,000 minimum coverage. A lot of them carry $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. But when you're hearing about a lot of these big coverage, big cases, as Rob said, you don't even know if they're getting the maximum or not, but you also have to say, okay, somebody has said I'm going to get a special person to come talk about a good result we had in our office. And, you know, it makes you stop and think, okay, well, let's talk about what realistic is. And at least some of these commercials do come out at the end and say, look, prior results are no guarantee of future performance. And they let you know that you have to have certain things come together in a case. It's called the anatomy of a case. It's called putting together a game plan. And that's the whole secret, right, Rob?
That is the whole secret. And don't be fooled by commercials and these big numbers. You know, often we'll have clients or potential clients come in and we'll review their case with them and they'll expect to be for us to say, yeah, your case is worth $300,000-$400,000 when it's just not. Not every case has the injuries, has the damages, has the losses that equate to that number. So just because you're involved in a personal injury claim doesn't automatically mean you're going to become a millionaire or even substantially increase your bank account. It's most of the time it's pretty tough to get a huge result.
And the people on their side don't want to pay you. They don't want to pay you. So they're going to make sure that you have to identify your injuries, your damages, your losses. The point of it is to get you the maximum amount of money that's available to properly compensate you for your injuries and to let you know what's happening in these. Yes, our firm has pulled down $1 million verdicts. Yes, our firm has pulled down multi-$1 million settlements and has had cases where the people have made millions and millions because it's all come together. But you need attorneys who are going to be realistic and truthful with you and who are going to make sure you understand what exactly your case is all about and help you with a game plan.
If your attorney meets with you and gives you an exact amount of what they think the case is worth and settles the case immediately, you're with the wrong attorney. There's no doubt about it.
Run away. Don't just walk away, but run away. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Uber and Lyft. And we're going to go over some basics to begin with. About a little over a year ago now, Governor John Hickenlooper signed into effect Senate Bill 125. That bill, in effect, allows Uber and Lyft and companies such as that, we call them ride sharing services. I want you to make sure you understand that that's different than taxis for hire. They allowed ride sharing services to be operated in the state of Colorado. Okay. And it calls for rules and it talks about different rules that have to come into effect. And Rob, go over a little bit of background of what we're talking about when we're talking about companies like Uber and Lyft versus cab driving.
You bet. When I first started doing this research, I thought that Uber and Lyft, these companies were basically the same thing as cab drivers, but they're actually very, very different. The way we contact a particular driver is with an app on a smartphone, and once you contact that driver comes and picks you up. These Uber and Lyft drivers, they don't have to apply. The companies don't seek out their drivers. The drivers apply for the company, and there's different pricing structures. So if you want to go, let's say, to a concert, one evening, let's say it's a Thursday evening, it's going to be X amount. But then if it's a Friday evening during prime time, it's probably going to be a lot more.
So you got to understand, you got different pricing. Uber and Lyft work a little bit different way. You know, we talk about, if you're on the streets in Denver, or especially in some major metropolitan cities like New York, you look down from a skyscraper and you see more taxis out there, and you can just hail one. You can just pull one over from the side, from the curb. You're not going to be able to do that with Uber and Lyft. The question is, who owns the cars? Who has direct control over the drivers? Who hires the drivers? And what kind of vetting, what kind of protections are there for you with respect to whether or not the driver is somebody you trust and somebody you can't trust?
Right. And with Uber, it can be more expensive or less expensive than a cab. It just depends on what time of day. It's referred to as, quote, surge pricing, unquote. And it's when there's a high demand. For example, let's say a Friday evening, there's going to be a higher demand for drivers. So you're going to have to pay more. In which situation, it might make sense to call a cab at that point in time. And at other times, let's say a Monday afternoon, it's going to be probably far less expensive than a cab. Lyft is a little bit different. Passengers do not technically pay for their ride. Instead, Lyft drivers theoretically receive, quote, donations from their passengers. So that's interesting how Lyft operates. It's a strange price system.
Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Paul Kliegel Show. We're here every single Sunday morning. If you have questions, if you want to talk to us about this topic, any other topic, or if you've been hurt, call us at 303-795-5900. If you've been hurt in an accident, if you know somebody's been hurt in an accident or due to the negligence of another, give us a call. We'll talk to you. We'll get you in. We'll give you a legal game plan. You can call us at 303-795-5900. Yes, our answering service is taking calls on Sundays and the weekends. Don't be afraid to give us a call. We'll have an attorney call you and make an appointment or set things up. We're here to help you. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk to you about potential problems with Uber and Lyft and where the coverage is and where the protection is. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Rob Brovich, Brad Polk in studio today. We're talking to you about Uber and Lyft. We're talking to you about services that are available. We're talking about what kind of insurance is available, what kind of protection you have, what you need to think about when you get in to an Uber or Lyft car, or if you use one. We do this show every single Sunday morning. If you need to look us up, if you need help in a personal injury claim, or if you've been hurt by the negligence of another, look us up at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com. And you can also get us, if you put into your computer, legal game plan. You'll be able to be routed over to our website where you can talk to us. You can, it's an interactive website, so you'll have a chance to be able to talk to us that way. If you need to call us, you can call us at 303-795-5900. We've been together. We've been a law firm since 1985. We've been around for a long time. We've got seven attorneys in our offices. We're here to help you and to try and protect your legal rights. We're talking about a little bit about Uber and Lyft. We talked a little bit about how the pricing structure is different. And then we start talking about what kind of protections you have to talk about. Now here's the thing. We can talk about taxi cabs, and they've been around long enough, but we understand that we have certain ways to be able to sue a taxi cab driver or sue the company that's hired them. Uber and Lyft is a little bit different because the Uber drivers, Rob, they get their fares, or they get hired by Uber in a different manner.
They do, and it's I was rather shocked to find out that it's the Uber and Lyft companies that are responsible for doing the background search and vetting their drivers to determine who's qualified, is there a criminal history, whereas with taxi drivers, they have a strict criminal background check that's performed by the company, and the company's responsible to perform that check. But with Uber and Lyft drivers, the companies do not have to perform a thorough background check such as cab drivers do. So when we contact an Uber driver or one of your family members does, we're relying on that company. We're relying that company has done or performed some sort of background check to make sure that we're not getting a ride from a convicted felon or someone who is going to harm us in some physical way.
So your first question, am I protected from the very driver who's driving me around? I mean, and we've seen recently where we had an Uber driver who was shooting people and then giving rides and shooting people and then giving rides and shooting people. I mean, can this happen on regular with a bus driver or with a taxi cab driver? I suppose. But Uber, the question is where's the vetting? And what would have happened if that guy who took the ride from the Uber driver, if the Uber driver would have turned around and shot him right there in the car? What kind of protection is there?
Yeah, it's interesting that we're putting so much faith and reliance in these companies to protect us and our families, to do a background check on these drivers when there are no strict requirements that they have to do so. For example, like with a taxi cab situation, they're required by law. In this situation, they're personally required. The company is so. You know, you think about corporate America. I wouldn't think that they're going to expend a lot of money if they're not required to do these background checks. I just hope that nothing happens as a result. But in terms of insurance coverage, a lot of times we're relying on these Uber drivers to carry their own personal insurance coverage, and it doesn't look, through my research, it doesn't look like there's a requirement that they show the company exactly how much they have in coverage.
Right, now they say they're required to carry $50,000 and $100,000 coverage. That's $50,000 per person, $100,000 per incident. Then they talk about the fact that Uber carries $1 million coverage in addition to that. Then they talk about the fact that that you must first go to the taxi or to the Uber driver's insurance for coverage. We've got questions with respect to bad faith and whether or not this is a first party claim or third party claim. So as we start clicking through it, the first question you ask is, if I'm a passenger and there's an accident and it's as a result of somebody other than the driver, a third party, somebody runs into my driver, is there coverage for my insurance under a UIM policy, underinsured, uninsured policy that's going to protect me?
Well, step number one would be to pursue claims against the at-fault driver, the at-fault third party. And let's say our injuries are serious and we exhaust their policy. For argument's sake, let's say that they had a $25,000 policy limit per person. So we exhaust the $25,000. then can we go back and seek uninsured motorist coverage through the Uber driver's policy or through the Uber company's $1 million policy, or can I go through my own? And which is primary, which is secondary? These are a lot of questions to be answered here in the future.
Those are three huge questions. And we've had a number of problems with uninsured, underinsured motorists being able to get the proper coverage and get the be treated appropriately by their own insurance companies, such that we have bad faith laws. We have bad faith statutes. We have laws and statutes to talk about what happens when your own insurance company does not treat you appropriately. And that we talk about that as being a first party lawsuit. In this first party lawsuit, the question you ask is, when I'm a passenger in the Uber car and the driver's insurance, the driver's that car insurance is now having to protect me or pay me under an underinsured or uninsured motorist, if that in fact is the primary coverage, which I think your own insurance company will argue it is, does that company owe me first party duties? Is that considered my insurance company?
That's a great question, and we're getting very technical here, so it might be a little bit difficult to follow. But when we're talking about bad faith, we just mean when your insurance company, for our purposes here today, we just mean when your insurance company is not treating you appropriately. But what about when it's the driver of the Uber vehicle, their insurance company is not treating me appropriately? Could I still pursue bad faith claims against them? Because I don't have a direct contract with them. So that leaves the question of whether or not I could pursue bad faith claims against them. I would argue you could.
Now, according to the rules that we've heard, according to Uber's own rules, the driver is supposed to carry a policy of 50,000, 100,000, at least 50,000 coverage per person, 100,000 per accident. But when you get in that Uber car, is it posted anywhere?
You know, we don't know exactly what they have in insurance coverage. And I believe that in most Uber vehicles, there is a sign saying that the rider assumes all responsibility. They get at their own risk. But that's a lot like those signs in the back of those semis that are hauling gravel. Let's say, you know, if we hit you with a stone, we're not responsible. No, they're responsible. And you don't assume all risk when you get into an Uber vehicle.
So those signs, a lot of times you want to ignore them. I'm not saying totally ignore them. You want to ignore them because what's supposed to be there is the driver's supposed to have a $5,100,000 policy. Uber's supposed to kick in another million. It's questionable when the Uber $1 million coverage kicks in. It's very questionable. You don't get to see these policies. If you've got a driver, remember now, these drivers call up Uber and say, I want to drive for you. They go through some kind of vetting process. Uber says, here's the requirements. The driver's supposed to be getting that policy. The drivers think, so a lot of drivers think, well, I've got a $5,100,000 policy, but what they don't realize is now they're for hire. And that personal policy they have on that car may not cover them.
Yeah, this is when it gets technical, when you really, the Uber driver and the company should really sit down and see if the personal auto policy for the Uber driver provides coverage. In some insurance policies, it will state if you're driving for commercial purposes, which Uber drivers will be if they're on the clock or someone contacts them through the app, then their personal insurance will not provide coverage. That leaves the question of, okay, if their personal insurance does not provide coverage, am I automatically entitled to the $1 million coverage provided by the Uber company, or are they going to deny coverage because they did not get the benefit of having the driver having coverage?
Or are they going to deny the first $50,000? They're going to deny that, giving you that first amount that the driver should have had. And did the driver, you know, how about another simple one? Did the driver actually pay the policy? I mean, the policy, yeah, the driver went out and got it, passed the necessary requirements. How often does Uber check to make sure the drivers have it? Does Uber have, companies regularly have situations where they have automatic checks. But, does Uber have, and these are questions for Uber, and does Uber have a policy where they are notified immediately if one of their drivers doesn't pay their insurance and it gets canceled?
Because as you know, you can have an insurance, a card that says, yeah, you have coverage till for the next 6 months. And then in month number two, if the Uber driver just decides to stop paying, is there some system, is there some notification in place for the Uber company to be aware that one of their drivers no longer has coverage?
Now, I'm here to tell you that, you know, I've used Uber and I think it's a fantastic service. I've used it to get back and forth to the airport. I think it's got some great things going for it, but you have to understand there's certain risks that you take when you get into an Uber car, and you need to make sure that when you're getting into those risks, you minimize those risks. And one of them is obviously making sure you have a driver who is clear-headed. It doesn't seem to have any problems. If you can have your own coverage, that's great. I know a lot of people use Uber when they don't have their own driver's license, and they don't have coverage, and that's a different story. If you get hurt in an Uber car, it's important you get a hold of a lawyer because there's so many questions. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. We're here every single Sunday to talk to you about different topics, to give you answers to topics, sometimes to raise questions or to give you things to look for, to give you reasons to be concerned and maybe contact a lawyer. Make sure you contact a lawyer if you've been hurt in an accident that involves an Uber or Lyft driver or some kind of driver of that kind, so you know what protections you have. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Rob Brovich in studio. We're talking to you about Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, about using their services. We've been trying to give you some questions. We raise issues in your mind this week about potential problems that might exist if you get hurt in an accident. If you have any questions, call us at 303-795-5900. Look us up at bellpollock.com. championsofthepeople.com or legal game plan, and you'll get routed to Bell and Pollock, and we're happy to answer your questions. You can call us 24/7. We have answering services who will contact lawyers to deal with us or to get us in touch with you. Rob, last words you'd have with respect to this issue.
You know, we're not here to badmouth Uber or Lyft. We've both used them. They're great services, and in fact, it's great to go out and use their services if you're going out and you don't want to deal with traffic, or if you're going out to a social event. They're great. You just want to make sure that you have the appropriate insurance coverage in place in the event you are involved in an automobile accident or some sort of other issue you may have with the Uber driver or the company. Couldn't encourage you enough to use these services. Just make sure your insurance is in place, and you shouldn't have, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have a problem or issue here. But if you do, it's extremely, extremely important to contact an attorney, because we went over some of the issues that may result in when you get involved in a car crash while in an Uber vehicle. There are so many different types of insurance coverages, and we're kind of dealing in uncharted waters here. These are new companies. The concept is new. And there's going to be some interesting decisions with respect to insurance coverage as time goes on.
Your best protection is yourself. Make sure you have yourself protected. We're going to be back next week to talk to you about a new topic. Until then, y'all stay safe. And if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you need any information, contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, your legal game plan, or actually it's called My Legal Game Plan, or 303-795-5900. We'll talk to you next week.